The warring parties have been holding face-to-face talks in Geneva for the first time in an attempt to find a political solution to the conflict. Speaking to reporters on Thursday, the joint UN and Arab League envoy for Syria, Lakhdar Brahimi, said the negotiations will continue.
They haven't been easy today, they haven't been easy these past days, and they will probably not be easy in the coming few days. But I'm glad that you have been told by representatives of the two sides that they intend to stay and continue these discussions until Friday as originally planned. So nobody is walking out, nobody is running away.
The so-called Geneva Communique of June 2012, which is backed by the UN Security Council, is forming the basis for the talks. It calls for an end to the fighting and for the formation of a transitional authority with full executive powers. Mr. Brahimi revealed that talks have begun on the communique.
The opposition must have told you, I'm sure, that they presented their view, their vision of how to implement the communique of the 30th of June. The government has not yet done so, but we have discussed quite a number of things.
But he reiterated his message of earlier in the week that progress had been limited.
We have not achieved any breakthrough, but we are still at it, and this is good enough as far as I'm concerned.
It's expected the negotiations will continue next week. On Thursday, Mr. Brahimi said he hoped the second session would be more structured and hopefully more productive. Daniel Dickinson, United Nations.